This edition of the FPP Freedom Minute is brought to you by Shire Silver. Shire Silver is precious metal for the masses. Shire Silver is more than just silver bullion. It is a whole system for using precious metals in trade. When you use Shire Silver, you know you are passing value on to your trading partners. Trading value for value helps build a better community. Get some today at ShireSilver.com. Someone once said, when it rains, it pours. That statement seems to be true in a metaphorical sense, especially given the breadth of the major stories coming out of D.C. recently. On May 13th, it was reported the Justice Department secretly obtained 2 months of telephone records of reporters and editors for the Associated Press in what the News Cooperative's top executive called a massive and unprecedented intrusion into how news organizations gather the news. An attorney for the AP said the records included all outbound calls, which revealed the work and personal phone number of individual reporters, as well as the general AP office numbers in New York, Washington, D.C., and Hartford, Connecticut, and the House of Representatives press gallery. According to the AP, it was not clear if the records also included incoming calls or the duration of the calls. Kelsey D. Atherton with Popular Science reports, electronic communications have improved drastically since the legal precedent was set in 1979, and the amount of revealing data now transferred with a phone call is far greater than just a telephone number. But the law has yet to catch up with technology, which means the Justice Department has access to a lot more than just the numbers dialed by the AP's journalist. Gary Pruitt, the CEO of the Associated Press, said the government sought and obtained information far beyond anything that could be justified by a specific investigation and demanded all copies of the records be destroyed. Pruitt said, "These records potentially reveal communications with confidential sources across all of the news gathering activities undertaken by the AP during a 2-month period, provide a roadmap to AP's news gathering operations, and disclose information about AP's activities and operations that the government has no conceivable right to know." There is something called freedom of the press that is supposedly protected by the First Amendment, not to mention the Fourth Amendment protection from unreasonable searches and seizures. In 2008, U.S. District Judge Cormac J. Carney ruled that a journalist could not be compelled to answer questions because his First Amendment right to protect his source outweighed the government's need to identify those sources. If the DOJ overstepping its bounds wasn't enough to get people to question whether or not government bureaucrats can be trusted to protect fundamental rights, then the news coming out of the IRS may cause people to ask those questions. It was reported that the IRS had targeted certain groups seeking 501c4 nonprofit status. Chris Wilson from Yahoo News reports, an inspector general report on the practice found groups with phrases like Tea Party, Patriots, and 9/12 Project were targeted for the Be on the Lookout or BOLO list and often ended up waiting 2 years for notices on their status. Wilson further reports, judging only by the number of organizations that were approved, progressive organizations did not appear to receive special treatment compared to conservative ones. But comparing whether or not certain groups with political-sounding names receive preferential treatment from the IRS is not the real issue. The real issue is with the very existence of the IRS. Why should a government agency be allowed to decide whether or not a person or group is allowed to spend their money in a manner they choose? To go one step further, why should a government agency get to decide who gets to collect money without paying taxes? If you support the idea that everyone is equal under the law, then you believe that no person or group has any more right than any other person or group, which leads to the logical conclusion that if one person or group is tax-exempt, then all persons and all groups should be tax-exempt. And, believe it or not, the IRS could be abolished and replaced with nothing if federal spending were to be cut back to spending levels of 1992. In other news, on May 16th, the Fourth Circuit Court heard the case of Bland v. Roberts. The issue is whether the sheriff of Hampton, Virginia, improperly fired a deputy because the deputy liked the sheriff's opponent's Facebook page in 2009. This has been the FPP Freedom Minute, radio.fpp.cc.